Every community had somebody that worked at State Hospital. Every community. Kingsley and Buckley, Lake Ann, not as many as Kingsley area, but that was the place to work. When you the first year or so that you work there, you go through a rotation period. You go to class and you rotate usually at least a couple weeks, sometimes longer, on different wards. So I rotated on Hall 6, and I know what Leo's talking about. And I worked Cottage 20. Actually, it was called Hall 20. A general adult, a lot of them were elderly adults who'd been there years and years and years. Interesting thing is, Wayne Saxton, who I give you his name, him and I were guinea pigs because we spent 6 weeks on one of the women's ward. Wanted to see how that would work. Names, but one of the companies, and thanks to Dr. Ferguson, provided a brand new coffee pot to every ward, every office, and every ward. Huh. Like 50 different ones. I can remember that, you know.
That's nice.
Dr. Ferguson.
And what's your impression as far as the effect on the patients with the new medications?
I don't say it transformed, but it was a welcome addition back then to the, one of the newer tranquilizers, I guess, if you want to call the name.
So it improved the quality of life, a lot of the...
I'm sure it did, because there were several different medicines under that tranquilizing ability, and I can't name them right now, or probably shouldn't, but it's like, and of course, down through the years, there are newer ones yet that they still use for the general population. Whether they need it or not.
but you didn't have much contact with Dr. Ferguson?
No. Dr. Gallagher, he was a character in his own. Emotional problems. They were all court committed. So many of them weren't problem kids. They had problems adjusting to home. And a lot of times there was no place to put them. They didn't. Now, sometimes they'll send them to juvenile detention or someplace, but we provided a stable atmosphere as close to a home-related as you could, and provided love and compassion. And like I say, I still contact with several of them who remember their days at the hospital. Even before my time in my early career, there was several cottages that were called work cottages, and the men patient and a few women were well enough to be allowed to work on different projects outside, and of course they were all helpful for the community. They were always, you know, working on the laundry trucks and the snow plows and you name it.
Was the farm operating when you were first there?
Yep, the farm was still operating just barely when I started to work, and it was starting to not deteriorate, but they were starting a transition of downsizing the farm and getting rid of the cattle and all of that stuff. And I still think it was a very helpful therapeutic environment for some of the patients to work on a farm like that. And there may have been instances where they were maltreated, but I think that was very few and far between.
What did those patients do after the the farm closed.
Quite often they just sat on the ward and didn't do anything. And a lot of times, you know, that being outside was therapeutic enough, but when they didn't have anything to do, I think a lot of them started going downhill, started reacting in their own way.
What type of discipline program did you have?
Well, that, you know, we had time out, of course, just like your kids. Separation, and we had time out. In extreme cases, we had seclusion, which you could use back then, but it didn't happen near as much as what you might have thought. Usually, kids respond fairly well to discipline, and as long as it's treated with love, they understand. And that's exactly what most of them needed, was some structure and some discipline and some love all thrown in. Not necessarily, however, at one time we had a youngster that ran away, and he was on the police report, and his description was one blue eye, among other things, one blue eye and one gray eye.
So you worked at the pool there. Did you ever have to save any kids?
I've had to, let's say, assist students before. Not necessarily in the pool, but when we were swimming on day trips out at some of the public park, I had to assist a couple kids that had cramps and were in distress, let's put it that way. Like I say, I still have several of them that keep in touch with me, and several of them, of course, are retired. One of them's retired from the city of Traverse City, and I see him quite often, and we're on a very friendly term. And that makes me feel great, and my contribution amounted to something. Oh, I think it was a sad day when they started closing some of the state hospitals. I realize times have changed, but there needed to be a placement of some kind for patients of this kind could be housed. And with modern technology, I think there still is a place. Community mental health was a welcome addition, however, it never met the needs of all of the patients. And as you know, a lot of them are still patients that could have benefited from a place like the hospital now, or out on the streets, homeless, sleeping under the bridge, and you name it. And it amazes me that the old hospital has changed that much and is as vibrant as what it is. I thought it was just going to be torn down and leveled off, but I'm amazed that the businesses that are prospering up there now, can't hardly believe it. And I'm a veteran of the Korean War, having spent 19 months overseas during that period.
I didn't know that.
And I went to Germany. And I'm in charge of the Veterans Day, Memorial Day program here, which was Monday. We had over 140 people there.
At the Elmira Township Park?
Yeah, at their Veterans Memorial over there, yeah.
Oh, nice.